Well, thank you, Delta. That was thorough and probably new to some of us. Some people think that they're right with God because they talk to God. And in their mind, they think he's talking back to them. That can be self-talk, though, because God talks through his word today. But that's... God gives us his gospel, the way he says we can be saved from his wrath, in 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. And let me just get that up on the screen here. 1 Corinthians 15. I think it's going to post. Did it post? Not yet. There we go. 1 and 2 kind of go together, verses 1 and 2, and then 3 and 4 go together. This tells us that the gospel in 3 and 4, verses 3 and 4, will save us. He says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel." So he's talking about that gospel that can save. And he goes on to confirm it. "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved." So this is the gospel that saves. He's going to tell it to them. And it's got to be from him. See, he says, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you. There were other people preaching a different gospel, a gospel about a kingdom coming from heaven, which was valid until Israel fell and stopped believing that God was their God, and God said, "I will not be your God." But let's look at the third and fourth verses. I'll put them up here. Give me a second to put them up here. all right, there we go. "For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received." Delta was talking about Paul receiving it on the road to Damascus. Well, there he's saying it here. Paul is saying it. "I delivered unto you that which I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received." How that Christ died for our sins. Now, a lot of people, you know, say Christ died, was buried, and rose again. But that leaves the most important part out for us, that it was for our sins that he died. And he did it successfully. They're all died for. The wages of sin is death. Christ died for our sins. And that he was buried and that he rose again the third day. And that's the gospel. Believing that without adding something to it saves you. If you think that's not sufficient, you have to add something to it. It nullifies these verses. I mean, you're not believing them. You're not receiving it as God's provision. So, God only sent that good news to us through his apostle of the Gentiles, Paul. It's not in Peter's writings or sermons. It's not in James' writings or sermons. It came after they had fallen, Israel had fallen. And their gospel stopped working because of that. We find our instructions from God for today, for us, in Paul's 13 epistles of Romans through Philemon. The rest of the Bible is to and about Israel. And that's good. But it just, you know, promises made to Israel, we can't say it's to me. It was spoken to Israel. What was spoken to me is Romans through Philemon. And to you, even though it's all God's Bible, it's all inspired of God. So, I posted the website back there a ways. Follow Christ's Pattern. I hope you'll read through the first page on that at least. That's it's got some information about it, kind of an orienting type of information.